Be sure to subscribe to the Front Row Knowles podcast and follow at Front Row Knowles on Twitter. Now back to at underscore Tom Block and Twitterless Keith Jones. Yes, you heard us right, in the Prime Meridian Bank Studios.
Welcome back to Front Row Knowles. Tom and KJ with you, and we're going to shift gears and talk some Florida State volleyball. We're pleased to be joined by the longtime head volleyball coach at Florida State, Chris Poole. Hey, Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and visit with you.
We appreciate your time, and we look forward to a conversation about your team and the start you're off to and that sort of thing. There's obviously a big match tonight, and I don't know if bittersweet is the right emotion. It's a celebration, but even that word doesn't feel correct because you're honoring one of your former players who passed away suddenly earlier this year. And I'll let you share the story with our listeners about what's going to take place in honor and commemoration of Brianna Berry tonight.
Okay. Well, we certainly, I'm honored that we're having this opportunity to do this for Bree. Bree was a tremendous player for us. She was actually a junior and senior my first 2 years that I was at Florida State. Obviously, one of the best players in the country, was ACC Player of the Year, and then was ACC Scholar Athlete of the Year. Went on to play professionally, and then had got into coaching, which I was very excited for her. And so she was out there mentoring other young coaches and players and things like that. We have continued being very, very close. Unfortunately, she passed away during the summer, and it was a medical situation that just caught everybody by surprise. And, you know, it really shocked the country. It shocked the volleyball community because she had networked so great with the things that she had done. She had worked camps from around the country. She had been very involved. She had been a head coach at a small school in Oklahoma, but was now an assistant coach of a George Washington. And so she had really started making a name for herself as a coach, and it's certainly one of the saddest days that I've had in my life to hear about her passing and to know that someone that young and that had so much brightness and such a huge future to be wiped away that way.
Coach, you're taking the opportunity to play when you're playing your big rival in the Gators, and Bree had connections to the Florida program. Now, she was a diehard Seminole, she'd tell you that, but she had connection to the Florida program as well, and that's just great that that's the occasion that will be used to honor her.
Yeah, she would go and work their camps and has done it. She'd work our camps and their camps both during the summer, and that's been kind of her tradition over the last 10 or 12 years since she graduated, and has certainly had a good relationship there. It's interesting because a lot of the pictures that you would see from the camps at their place, she would have her Florida State gear on half the time. So she proudly wore her Florida State gear. And Mary Wise, the head coach there, that is a very classy person and does an amazing job there, allowed Bree to own what she was comfortable with. But she did, she was someone that was very special. And I know that Florida, the Gators and Mary all certainly were choked up with what had happened. And they are also honored to know that this match is one that they'll be able to have a part in as well.
What do you want to convey to fans in terms of the ceremonies taking place tonight at Tully Gym and what'll transpire?
They're gonna have a video set up for video is gonna have some of her past. It'll have some of her on there as well as far as speaking and things. Cecile Renaud is the one that helped put the video together, and then they also are going to. We actually have gotten it passed to honor her by her jersey being hung up, and we'll retire that not retire the number, but we'll retire the jersey. And so she's only the second person in history for that to be done. Gabby Reese being the first one. And quite honestly, it was an honor that would have happened for Bree either way. It's just the timing of this is such that we feel it was very needed for us to go ahead and do that now. You know, we could have waited a couple of years and said, hey, Bree needs to be the next one, but we wanted to do that now. We wanted to be able to have a celebration of life. Bree was all over the world when she would travel, when she would play, and even in coaching and traveling, she always would go into donut shops and things like that to eat donuts, find them all over the world. And so we, you know, Donuts for Bree was kind of a hashtag that got started even during the summer. And you would see pictures of friends throughout the country putting pictures of themselves with a donut, basically saying, this is for you, Bree. And so that is one of the things that they'll do tomorrow night. There's going to be some donuts given out to the fans whenever they come in. And then there'll be a donut toast to her, you know, there before the match. They'll play the video, and then they'll also, you know, with retiring her jersey as well. So it's going to be an emotional night. It's going to be a tough night for a lot of people. She is going to, a large part of her family is going to be there. So we're excited to celebrate everything. We're excited to do that for her because of what she meant to us on and off the court. It wasn't just her as a great volleyball player. She was just a great human being, a great person that just loved everyone and gave so much of herself to so many different people.
And in addition to the retirement ceremony, it will also be acknowledged that she is an inductee into the highest honor that Florida State has, which is the Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it's interesting that I spent much of the spring communicating back and forth about that with her. I had the honor of being able to call her and letting her know she had made the Hall of Fame. And so we spent a lot of time talking about that through the spring. And she was so honored. She was so excited. You know, it really is heartbreaking. But you know, she knew that honor was coming. She loved Florida State. She loved the Seminoles. She loved representing this university. And there's nothing better than for her to get that honor, to get her jersey retired, and for the fans to be able to pay their respects to her.
We're talking with FSU volleyball coach Chris Poole about the ceremonies that will take place tonight at Tully Gym to honor Brianna Berry, a former FSU player who died suddenly earlier this year. How old was she, Coach?
She graduated in 2009. So what would that would make her probably about 32, something like that. You know, I'm not the exact age of that she was, but it would be in her early 30s. So it is
too early.
Too early, way too early, and too much life left that she had to give. But I know that she's looking down from heaven. I know that she's there with her friends. She's there, you know, she's looking over her family, and you know, we just appreciate everything she did, and we appreciate even her family has continued to be big fans of ours since she's been gone. It hasn't been unusual to see her parents up in the stands even over the last 10 or 12 years. And they were even there this past weekend when we played in Orlando, and they were just a big part of our program.
Coach, it seems maybe trivial is too strong, but there's no good segue to move on to what you have from your current team after a conversation like that. But can you give our listeners a sort of a synopsis? You're 8 games in, I think you're 6-2 right now. And obviously Florida is a very good program perennially. They're 14th in the country as you get set to play them tonight.
Yeah, no, Florida is very, very good. They've got a lot of experience back. I am really excited about this team. But we are young. We've got of the 13 players, 6 of them are true freshmen. And so we are starting 3 or 4 freshmen all the time. And it has certainly made it a challenge. It's made it exciting every single day. We see the team get better. We see individuals get better. A lot of the teams in the country had their COVID super seniors back. Unfortunately, we don't. We have 1 return. We had 3 that didn't return. And, you know, we realize that it's going to be quite a challenge for us because Florida is they're physical, they're experienced, and they are a very good team. But our young guns, they don't, you know, they only know what they know right now, and that's to just go out and try to play hard. There's been times to where we've been down big within a set, sometimes 8 or 10 points, and come back to win the set. And so we're fighters. But it's going to be a fun match to play. It's going to allow our young players to be able to see what a top 15 level looks like here in preseason, and to know the where the bar needs to be set. And I always talk to him about that, is that we have to know where that bar is, so we know what we need to shoot for. And it's going to help us going into conference, going into the year. I think the future is very bright with the young players that we have. And really excited about what they're accomplishing right now.
Obviously a big rivalry game tonight, but as you moved into the conference schedule, who are some of the teams that we should be paying attention to in the ACC?
Well, right now, Pittsburgh and Louisville they got back their COVID super seniors. And so they are going to be loaded. Both of them are top five in the country right now. One's four, Pittsburgh four, I believe, and Louisville five. And then Georgia Tech is also a top 15 program and have everybody returning from their team last year. So with us losing four starters, I would say we lost more than any other team in the conference this year. And so we know that we're having to kind of rebuild, reload a little bit with this team in the next couple of years. But that's going to be the three big ones. But the conference will be as tough as it's been in years. It's really tough top to bottom right now. So you're going to have to go out there every day. There's not going to be an easy match to just take off. You're going to have to go out and play hard every single day. But we feel we've got the players, the athletes to be able to do that for the future. And that's the reason we're excited, even though we know that there's a challenge and we know that we are having to play against a lot more experienced teams. We're excited to be able to see how we match up to them.
Coach, we wish you the best this year. We appreciate you joining us. And again, I'll use the word bittersweet once more, but we'll be thinking about the FSU volleyball family and Brianna Berry's family tonight as you pay her tribute.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you. Appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Thanks, Coach.
Chris Poole from Florida State Volleyball. We'll take a break and come back with more Front Row Noles right after this.
Hi, I'm Bob Hobbs. We're always talking about getting your best deals, your best trade, and your best financing. But with these challenging times, we wanted you to know, if you can't make it in, we'll even bring the car to you. And we'll appraise your vehicle at your home or business. And for all our service customers that can't make it in, we'll pick up your vehicle, get it serviced, and bring it back to you. We just want to make it easy to do business. We appreciate our customers and want to say thank you for your business. So whether it's sales or service, come by and see us or check us out at HobsonChevrolet.com. Buy and service your vehicle the Hobson way.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your local independent Auto Owners agent is the Earl Bacon Agency. Call us at 878-2121 or visit us on the web at earlbacon.com.
Front Row Noles is presented by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way. And by the Earl Bacon Agency, ensuring your future together. Now back to Tom and Keith.
Welcome back to Front Row Noles. Tom and KJ with you. Thanks to Chris Poole for joining us. FSU's volleyball coach joined us via the Earl Bacon Agency hotline, the Earl Bacon Agency, ensuring your future together. Keith, I had the opportunity to call several matches Brianna Berry played in years ago. I can't say that I really knew her, but I watched her play, and she was a great player for Florida State. But regardless of any of that, if it's early 30s, it's way too soon to be having a ceremony or a celebration of life like they're having tonight at Tully Gym.
You know, one of the things, and I did not have the opportunity to know Brianna, but I've listened to others talk about her and the way that she was valued. The little comment that Coach made about her being allowed to wear her Florida State shirt, as it were, while she's participating in a Florida Gator camp, I think speaks volumes to the respect that she had. She traveled, as Coach talked about, all over the world, and it's – It seems quaint and it seems maybe a little corny, but it's absolutely perfect to honor her with the remembrance about donuts, because she was so unique and so colorful in that regard, and everybody knew that about her. So that's just wonderful to me that they're using that as a way to celebrate.
So that game, Florida State, Florida, the grudge match, if you will, 6 o'clock at Tully Gym tonight, preceded by all the festivities we just spoke of with Coach. Also will be televised on the ACC network if you're not able to make it out there to pay tribute or watch Florida State and Florida renew their rivalry. All right, that said, Keith, let's shift gears and go back to what we started the show talking about, which is football. We got to play this forward, and if you forget for a little bit the record that Florida State currently has, we all sort of had this date circled to play Wake Forest from the get-go. We knew it was going to be a big deal. We didn't know it was going to be as big, but it's still a big deal, and it's been a game circle that Florida State has to win, and they've got to go in. And I didn't really think effort was the issue last week, but they better be buttoned up, and the effort better be strong, and the execution as well to beat Wake Forest.
You know, we sometimes kid ourselves in thinking, well, it's Duke or it's Wake Forest, but these both of those programs have really elevated their play. And what Clawson's been able to do at Wake has been truly remarkable. And though it's a little smaller stadium, you and I've been in it multiple times, it can get very loud and can get very rowdy. And the fan support for the Demon Deacons has really come on strong of late. I mean, it's just a good quality football team. They're not flashy. They're not gaudy. They don't have guys that are making, Sports Center at night, but they play steady, solid football on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. And if you don't have your right frame of mind, I mean, this is going to be a long night, and I'm scared to death that it is going to be a long night. I'm going to tell you that this ball game will go as long a ways as anyone else in Mike Norvell's career, even going forward, to be in an indication of where his program is and what he and his staff is able to do with these kids. It's monumental, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I've always thought, and we've both been there many times, Keith, they've done a really nice job with the facilities for what Wake is, with such a small enrollment. But no matter how you slice it, when you're used to playing at home in Doak, or you go to play at Clemson, or you play in big games, it just feels smaller. And I've always thought that it's, if you don't have the internal mechanism to create the excitement and the focus and the enthusiasm you need, there isn't anything in the stands there that's going to get you going. I mean, you can't lean on what the environment is what I'm saying.
Correct. And for long periods of times, either at home or, as you've mentioned, in other stadiums, even if you were the visitor, that excitement and that noise level was such that it could be a motivator. And that's not so much there in Winston-Salem, but it can get loud enough that you know they're there, and they are very, very supportive of this team. And as mentioned, repeating myself, you better be capable and focused in all three areas of the ball game, or they will take advantage of you, period, the end.
It's also been a place where Florida State, unfortunately, is, I hate to bring this up, but it feels like snake bitten with injuries over the years, from Chris Thompson maybe most recently to guys back in the 90s. And that was when they had a different playing surface and all that. It's been the field turf for a number of years now, but for one reason or another, there's not many times we've left Winston-Salem feeling good about things.
I'm not one who likes watching a costumed person ride that daggum motorcycle.
Well, what do you think Florida State needs to do here, Keith? I mean, because we've gone from after the Notre Dame game, oh, they can play with anybody, to after last week's game, they're going to lose every game on the season. And when I say we, I mean collectively the fan base. That's kind of how the pendulum shifted. The reality is, Florida State is better than what they showed last week, but your record is what it says it is. But what do we need to see from FSU?
The focus has got to be on, and this is not anything new, it just needs to be doubled down. The focus needs to be on the jersey you're wearing and not the jersey you're competing against. This is all about your focus on yourself and making sure that you execute the game plan, that you motivate yourself. I've been so tired, unfortunately, hearing from folks saying that Norvell didn't get the team ready to play. It's not the coach's responsibility to get the team ready to play. It's the leader's responsibility to get the team ready to play. And so that internal drive and that fight and that grit and all the other words that we use has got to come from the players. And a coach can give them a great motivational speech, and that'll last for about the first three plays. But then the rest of the time, it's got to be from within. And they need to do a good, hard, soul-searching look at themselves, play for the guy to the left, the guy to the right, and the jersey that's on your back, and not worry about anything else.
Is it crazy to think, as they're sitting here 0-2, Keith, that there is some signs of improvement, or is that not even worth any remote discussion given the results?
Oh, I think there's plenty of signs of improvement. The effort, the ability to make some plays, even though they didn't finish them. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about people being wide open. I know they had the one bust on the one touchdown, but, you know, defenders are closer to where they need to be. Offensive linemen are hanging with people longer than they have. Receivers are getting open. They just got to catch the ball. Quarterback is as mobile, and when McKenzie's in there, as accurate as needs to be. So there's plenty of things to be optimistic about. The eye test is still good. The energy level is still good. The effort is still good. They just have to execute. And unless and until they do that, it'll be a long year.
Execution has been an issue for several years now. And maybe what it is, Keith, when you don't have talent that outclasses the opposition, when you do have that, the little mistakes you can get by with. When you don't, correct, they come back and bite you. And Florida State has just been in a cycle. You just can't have 13 penalties. If a ball is thrown to a DB, Keith, you'd got to be screaming. How many times are our DBs going to have a ball in their hands and they don't come away with the pick?
It drives you nuts. It drives you nuts. And I'll tell you, I know it was 40 years ago, but dadgummit, if I can do it, they can do it. So do it.
At some point, it's got to turn, right? I mean, at some point, it has to.
It will, and you never know when it is, and that's why you got to keep the effort up and you got to play every play.
FSU and Wake Forest will have the post-game recap, as we always do in our special weekly post-game editions of Front Row Noles. Until next week, however, he's Keith, I'm Tom, and thanks for tuning in.